Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Iko Costa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're presenting the film, Alva. So would you like to introduce the film for our listeners, maybe tell them a little bit about the story, or just however, as much as you would like?
Well, to present the story, I don't know if I... Because this is a film without much of a story, or at least it doesn't have a linear narrative, or classical narrative. Yes, a linear narrative in a way. But it was shot in Portugal, in the countryside, where people, the countryside of Portugal has been abandoned a lot. Yes. But you know, it's getting old. The people, the young people, are leaving. And it's a story about a man who has social issues, and he committed a crime and he escapes into the forest. Yeah. And we follow him for several days.
Yes. Alone.
Alone, yeah.
Well, filming someone who's alone makes me think, are you alone much in your everyday life?
Kind of. Actually, one of the most interesting parts in making this film was when I was doing location scouting, where I would walk alone in the same paths where the character, Henrique, would be walking afterwards during the shooting. So, yeah, what made me make this film was the idea of what would this character be thinking on while he was just alone by himself all the time and after doing such a crime.
And how would you work with the actor to find out what he might have been thinking?
All the actors are non-professional actors. The main, the protagonist is also a non-professional actor. And to work with them, with him specifically, was very interesting because every day, each day, didn't know what he was going to shoot.
Yeah. I don't think this is the type of film that is scripted.
No, actually, it was scripted. It was scripted, but it was a very short script because there's no dialogues almost. There's just a few dialogues.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every sequence was scripted also because we were shooting on 16mm, so we cannot just go and shoot whatever.
Why did you decide to shoot on 16mm?
Because for me... If you're doing a film in the outside, mostly in exteriors, and if you don't shoot a lot, if you don't make so many takes, which was my case, we only did like one half of the film was done in the first take. If you do it like that, it's not so expensive, and the result is amazing for me. I like to work on 16mm, the way people work, the way people are concentrated, the way each take is the first and the last take. You only do the second take if it's really necessary. I don't like the way a crew work when it's on digital. I don't know. But I also shoot on digital if I have to. I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
And I respect the people that... like to do 50 takes if they want to. Well, if it's their...
Kubrick did 50 takes. Used to do 50.
Yeah, but on film, but he had a lot of money. No, but...
I don't think he ever existed, but that's a different story. Anyways.
But, well, each person has its own way of working, and I like to do it like that. But at the same, I was saying that although the film was scripted, there was a lot of improvisation because the actor was... cannot really control his movements or his rhythm, so we had to adapt to it. So he brought a lot into this film.
Mm-hmm. What kind of an experience would you like the audience to have watching this film?
Yeah, I think that this film is kind of of course it's not a film about where you. Because it has no dialogue, because it's just like a guy walking, and just because it's you're always in the character's head. I think that the idea is that the people, and also because the character is there's a lot of controversy, because is a criminal, but at the same time, I make no judgments. I make no judgments of his actions, and I don't want to defend him or attack him. So the idea is that people just can be in his head, so to speak, and go with it. And then I think that each person in the end will have a different opinion about him, about the story. So it's like kind of a, yeah.
What do you mean when you think that the audience is in the character's head? Because I would it be possible that maybe we're just looking at him?
Yeah, I don't know. Every shot made as him in the frame. So it's like very concentrated on him. But to answer your question, I just have to say that I don't really know how to answer. Yeah, we're just looking at him, but the idea is that you get, progressively you just get inside him. I don't know. Maybe not.
but then you have a different experience as well as a director, right? How about you watching it now? Do you have a different experience from when you shot it?
Well, I don't watch the film for a long time. I didn't want to watch the film here in the festival because I'm sick of it, of course, because I saw it 50 times.
I'm sure you're probably...
Every time I see it, I think that the actor still has something to say to me. I mean, he's really like... I always see new details, you know, and I think he's beautiful, he's amazing, and I think he's still adding stuff into the film, you know. Yeah, that's the thing that I like the most about the film, I guess. That's why I say it's like very concentrated on the character.
We talked about the choice of using 16mm film, but we didn't get in deep into the choice of using non-professional actors. Why did you decide to do that?
I usually work with non-professional actors because for two reasons. The first reason, or the second, I don't know. One of the reasons is that I believe more when I see a film with non-professional actors than with actors. I don't really like... nowadays, I don't really like that much films with professional actors, you know? I don't believe in them. I just see the actor. I don't see the character, in a way. And also, the way of working, for me, with the non-professional actors is much more satisfactory because... you don't tell the actor what he should think about the character. You just, you know, like the professional actor tries to absorb what the director tells him and then he tries to emulate some feeling or whatever. For me, it's not interesting to work like that. It's interesting to work in a different level where you just try to make the actor... believe in his character per se, you know, without him trying to think the character as a foreign thing to him, you know, like to blend the actor and the character.
You'd rather have someone swimming in a river than someone having to get into the mindset of swimming into the river before they can jump into the water.
Of course.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. It was a pleasure talking with you, and yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Alva, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.